What's happening, Sous Chefs? It's your girl, Sly.
I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And we would like to invite you to listen to our newest podcast.
Streaming on all podcast platforms.
And you know what they say.
If you can't take the heat,
stay out of the kitchen. Brought to you by
The Melting Pot.
Chefs, and welcome back to another installment here at the Melting Pot. I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And we're back with another engaging topic this week. I think it's time to talk about something that we don't talk about enough. And that's celebrities who have ruined their careers or celebrities who aren't where they're supposed to be. And everything in between.
Everything in between. Y'all are going to like this episode, hate this episode, but guess what? When we got you uncomfortable, that means some truths were told. Some truths were told. I'm going to start off with Lil Tecca. His problem was lack of versatility. Now, for those of you who don't know Lil Tecca, look it up. L-I-L-T-E-C-C-A. His problem was strictly lack of versatility.
Hold on, because now I'm mad at you. And we on the same show together because Tecca, I think versatility is his problem. But the man, wait, was that him? Who the one that got shot? Almost died.
They all been shot. They, almost died.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna keep that one in there, because this really was gonna be a pause moment, but nah. No, Rebel Johnson family vacation. Shot.
And when I say that, it's just like he got what it takes, but he's just one dimensional. All his songs sound the same flow, same subject, same everything. He just needs to like switch it up, try some new things, experiment some different styles, and that's the problem with a lot of them. But like, I just listen to his music, so I just feel like, to me, if he do what I'm saying, like, just play with some things, experiment, he might be all right. But as of right now, he's on my falling off list because of that lack of versatility. He's going to do it every time.
And now that I got my ish together, no, we're going to rave off of Tecca because he didn't even know. I had to confirm that it was him because, you know, a lot of y'all do get shot out here, but they damn near, he had like a 50 Cent moment. Like, he got shot multiple times. We didn't think he was gonna make it, but he had a good comeback. I think his last album, Post Traumatic Incident, I think that the album was kind of versatile. I think it was a kind of a different sound from him. Each his own. But I had to defend him before we go on to the next person.
Who's your next person?
I'm gonna go ahead and throw out my girl, Tink. Amazingmanship. She's been writing for others, but she also has her own thing, and she has a new Winter's Diary coming out, y'all. That's about to drop. She just released it the other day, and I feel like it's going to be a bop, but I feel like it's going to once again go under people's noses. People are not going to, because like, how many people know Tink? Like, I know you know Tink because you know good music, but a lot of y'all claim y'all know good music. And you don't, because you don't know Tink. And I'm just like, especially my R&B girlies, like, what's going on? Y'all too stuck on LMA, who ain't dropped nothing since 2018, and Money Long, you know, she cool, you know. But that's another one. Her pen go crazy, but I feel like she's been in control of her narrative. Like, she didn't want the fame. She wanted to be behind the scenes. But then when she made her pop-out debut, she popped out. And now she on, you know, people's radar. So I just feel like, but the story for Tinky is she always wanted to be out there. You know what I'm saying? But y'all just haven't been tapping in and giving her the time. But she has great material. Now, I won't say she has the strongest singing voice. Like, I ain't gonna be all up in her ass, like, all up in her ass or nothing, but, like, she can sing better than Ashanti. And a lot of people like Ashanti's music, but they don't care for her voice. And, you know, that's sometimes we can separate the skill and then, like, the artist as a collective. And I just feel like with Tink, she's not, like, a bad strength, like, a bad singer. But she has, like, a little bit of a nasally tone to her, so... I guess if that's not people's style, it's not their style, but her songs can go crazy, and I don't care what you say. And boom, go stream Tink.
Not your stream Tink. And my next one kills me to say it, because, you know, I'm just like the biggest fan, but I just got to, because facts is the facts. Bryson Tiller. Bryson Tiller was good off that one album. He could have been so much further. He decided to find love, and you know,
I said he fell in love. That's his problem.
Yeah, his problem was that he fell in love, and he wanted to be so in love, and he forgot about the fans. And then when he did release something, he could have kept that. You had waited all that time, and you could have kept that.
Yeah, because he just dropped that. Like, this is coming. So it's actually been getting playtime or whatever.
February 13th.
You know, whatever she wants, like, it's not bad, but it's not a comeback song.
I'ma take a bougie ass to Rodeo and then let her pick up whatever she wants. I so forgot he existed that I didn't know that was him. Definitely have heard this song. Definitely have played this song.
You came in with the word heavily. I'm like, oh, he's about to get another song.
One thing TikTok gonna do is keep you relevant on the music. You never miss a song release. Do I know who the artists be half the time? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but yeah.
Yeah, because he flopped for quite a long time, though, so... Still can't get that to him. But I do like the new song. It's straight.
I do. I like the new song too, but he's not finna Rihanna me and dangle a little carrot in my face and like, look what I can do. I got your music. Mm-hmm. No, fuck you, ho. Like, y'all be so still gaslight on that big forehead girl that sells Mary Kay.
So next person on my list is going to be Mr. Big 25, Mr. Roddy Rich. I don't know what happened. He broke out that box and he fumbled, because the freshman album, he put all of his Mario coins in it, and it just, he didn't get a giant mushroom at the end. Like, it didn't suffice. That sophomore album, the album that followed, it was trash, and I was looking forward to it because, like, he was so high on my list, and I ain't gonna hold none of y'all, he was so high up on my list. He had the potential to become my new, like, favorite artist. And I don't give that title out a lot, because, like, the last artist that I've, like, stand for real and, like, has been, like, locked in is Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, and before that, Beyonce, right? So I don't give that title out a lot, because how long have them two been in the game? Over, like, 2 and 3 decades, right? You know, so it's just, like, when it came to Roddy, he almost had it. He almost had it for me. And I was just gonna be like, oh yeah, he's gonna be the next, like, voice of our generation. I'm just like, he's so not that guy. Like, because he fumbled.
That's a big title with pressure to put on people. I hate people do that. Oh my gosh.
It y'all is.
Y'all be wanting somebody, like, to hold y'all back so bad. Like, man, that's just a lot for one person.
It is, but.
And I think that's why, I'm gonna keep cutting you off, but I think that's why, like, artists flop. because we put so much pressure on them because, oh my gosh, you got to be the voice of our generation, the soul of our generation, our heartbeat, our air, our oxygen, our bones, our kidney, our prince of this and our queen of that. But then it's just like, then they got to make this next album to live up to y'all expectations, but they have a sound in their head, but because y'all didn't like it, now they're no longer the queen of Waffle House trap music, which is just like such
well, I get what you're saying, and all that is cool, but when you're becoming like a true fan, like a loyal fan, and I feel like it's a difference, because anybody who has that true title, they will move and grow with you. So even in your experimental phases, they will move, support, and grow with you. As long as it's quality content, don't put out trash and call it experimental and you guys don't see the vision. Because I'm a very experimental girl. Like, I listen to everything under the sun, but it's just the fact that, like, if it don't work for you, it don't work for you. And then what? Boom. Here come the numbers from the album sales and the concert numbers. And they're low. And why is that? Because you fumble. And it's okay. Because you can always make comebacks. We just talked about Bryson Tiller. Now, I won't call it a comeback, but
it's I've been saying, I don't know if we're going to call that a comeback.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone. Like, I'm not going to call it a comeback. But, like, and look, Cardi B. She is now having her 2018 era again, as I like to call it, where she's just on everybody's songs. She's everywhere, in your face. She's making lives again. She's on live again, like, because she got real quiet. After he cheated for the umpteenth time, she got real quiet. No social media, taking care of kids, doing what she do, right? Boom, now she pop out music. She, I done heard her on 3 different songs just this past 2 weeks. And I'm like, geez. 2018 era, it's the effect again, the Cardi B effect. But anyway, but that's like literally my sole example. So yeah, Roddy Ricch, he was supposed to be that guy for me, and simultaneously it was also Juice WRLD and he passed. So yeah, I've been like in a rut with like having a real new favorite best artist. Love Juice, but I mean, he can't make nothing else because he's no longer with us. But
my next one, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to say Lil Uzi. Now, thing with him, I just feel like he was on top at one point. He was at top at one point. I'm not going to take that from him. But it's just like, and he's still making music. It's just not the same. Like, the spark
is gone. No, it's great music. No.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
You didn't grow with him. You didn't grow and elevate with him. That's your problem.
Bruh, I know what I'm talking
about.
You
want him to be 2017 Uzi?
Yeah.
And don't blame it on JT because she ain't been influencing.
No, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with JT. It's just like he's too caught up in the lifestyle and forgot about the music. He's still making hits, but they're not fire like they used to be. Like, don't get me wrong. Pressure good, money longer okay. Now, those are classics, but it's just like, I want more. I don't know what I want from Uzi, but I want more. Now, I will go to an Uzi show. I know what I'm saying is contradicting itself, but I'll still go to a show. I just feel like I want more. That's my opinion. Argue with your mammy about it, because nothing's changing over here.
Nah, I'm not trying to hear it. The last album was amazing. I would definitely go to a concert as well. But what can I say about Mr. Vert? I think I read something about he said he was quitting music or taking a break. But you know, Drake also said that, what was that, 2 years ago, and he literally has given us 2 albums in between. So, right, do we really take them serious at this point? I don't know, but I hope Drake nor Uzi stops making music anytime soon. And yeah, I think you're tripping on that one, but we're gonna keep it rolling, okay? Okay. Part of me wants to say Carrie Hilson, but I'm gonna leave her alone. But somebody who came up around the same time and had a similar sound was Dondria. A lot of y'all may not know her, but she had about two songs I don't believe that we were put together not to be together.
I don't believe you know my body. You're the one for me. Just in case our vocals didn't hit nothing.
You're the one for me.
You're the one for me.
She got a little Rihanna sound.
If she was given a chance to have a bigger platform, she could have like kind of developed her own sound a little bit more. But she was in the ballpark. The songs were you know, hit. So I'm just like, and she was getting that recognition. Don't know what happened to her. The fall off. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what happened. I don't know what lies for the rest of her story. But I hope she can pop back out some way, somehow. Because that song used to have me in a chokehold. For real. But yeah, so I can't really say too much on her. But I think she should have been further than where she is now.
What's that artist? We failed this man.
Who are you talking about? Who are you failing? All right, break on the war. We got black bar. What happened? It wasn't no worse.
Listen, trying to make you something. Ain't no telling what he do for the first. Souffle, I'm straight, I stay my place. Settle and smooth operator. I drop top of my whip. That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way. That custom riding make you feel some type of way. We failed this man. We failed him.
Yeah, we even failed him.
We failed him.
I mean, I messed with him. I even listened to his new stuff when he attempted to make his comeback. It honestly wasn't bad, but I think he has that signature sound and he didn't incorporate it. And I know we just talked about growth, but I feel like for the way he got canceled in the industry, and for all the platforms that we have now, especially TikTok, he should have used it to his advantage. He really just dropped the song on like audio streaming platforms like Apple and Spotify and just like, I'm just gonna let it work. Like, he didn't really market it that well. He made a YouTube video for one of the songs and it was just him and his little mansion or whatever. And
right then, y'all listen to it. We failed him though.
Yeah.
Y'all felt him because his kids get a pair of socks every year because I play Can't Judge Her. So y'all feel.
Can't judge her. Okay, so some of y'all might be mad at me on this one, but I feel like he's in our face, but only because of this certain aspect, and that's his relationship. But Big Sean. I feel like Big Sean
I thought you was going to say DDG.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess what that is.
Yeah, I thought you, because what you said, he did on Facebook because of the relationship.
Yeah, I don't know, just his music for real. But he can freestyle, though. But
to be honest, he wouldn't be half the place that he is if it wasn't for her. Like, he locked her down on purpose. Like,
exactly. But I kind of feel like Big Sean is only still kind of relevant because he's with Janae.
When was the last time Janae dropped a song?
That don't mean she ain't in the place in her career. She ain't where she needed to be. That's the top topic we doing. We ain't talking about when the last time they dropped music. And hell, she probably, I don't know, before that baby came.
She dropped a song January 12th.
She did?
So,
what song was that? We know, I ain't even listening. Huh, my people are too out here. Can't keep up.
Even when there's no light out, I feel your warm embrace. You love me with passion.
This sound like a lullaby in the worship song.
It sound like praise and worship at White Folks Church. I'm good.
Yeah, it sound like praise and worship at.
Yeah, it's just non-denominational church music. I am so good.
Yeah, and I'm tuned out. So,
yeah.
Big Sean had, you know, dance, like he had songs back to back when they was coming.
They raising a family.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, don't let me go down that list of people who raised their families and still done gave us music, because the list is long on that one.
Who?
You know, I don't fuck with you, and it gets feels, you know, he's on that, and Beware, and I Know You Been, and this is for Janae and Big Sean. I hope you hear this one day. We've been asking y'all for that 2088 part two since 2016. I don't know who we need to talk to. I don't know who GoFundMe we need to be putting money into, but y'all need to get us that album. We've been waiting as long as we've been waiting on that anti.
Y'all can give up on that anti part two, because Miss Mary Kay got some more houses to knock on. Yeah, she'll start selling cookies like crumble before she makes some more music.
But most of his albums are pretty decent. You know, it'll be like songs here and there that are skippable, but as a whole, it's pretty decent. But it's just like, I feel like he should be further in his career than he is now. And I feel like he's only still relevant, like I said, because of his relationship. And last but not least, I just feel like maybe it's because people don't take him serious as a rapper. Like, I don't know. Because for him to be like a Detroit rapper, you know, Detroit rap is now getting popularized. But it's that trap, you know, it's that you can't even understand them and they rapping not on the beat for real, they're rapping on the upbeat, and it's just like that's what it is now. But that's not Big Sean's style, and it never has been. But he grew up in a different era as well, so you know, I don't know. I just feel like y'all don't take him serious, and that's why he ain't where he supposed to be.
No one's still listening to her music. But what's that crazy delusional chick that thinks she got good music, but she got bad music?
Azalea Banks.
Yeah, her. She could be further in her career if she spent more time creating quality music instead of arguing with people that's actually making quality music. Starting fake situations with people who don't even know that they have a situation. She kind of has what I call Kaya syndrome. Because Kaya sits in that Kaya sits in that wood basement. Talk about people that don't even think about her. And I feel like that's like clickbait to get people to listen to your music. But you gotta actually, the difference between Azalea Banks and Kaya do have a song that you could kind of listen to. Azalea Banks and that oomph music. Pack that shit up. She made music for gay 12 year olds.
Music artists aren't the only artists that are, you know, potentially not in the place they should be. There are a few actors, I could kind of say, actors who had kind of like a fall off. I feel like Keira Knightley and Jolie, because the last couple movies she's been in, even though like she gave us like quality, she carried us. The last couple movies she's been in has been just subpar.
Shia LaBeouf with all his drama, Lindsay Lohan and all that drama she had.
I say, yeah, Lindsay, I feel like they just kind of ruined their careers. And I mean, that could be a whole separate topic. Like, yeah, people who, they were killing it and then they You did it. Good job early fucking up your career. Like that Amanda Bynes, bless her, because she is not the same. And y'all know what we talking about.
Halle Berry fell off too.
You know what? Halle Berry did. She did. And I've been thinking about her.
She's the first and only black woman to win Best Actress. Her career hasn't been the same since her win.
Yeah. But you think that's on her? Or do you think that's like a, well, you know, check that box. I'm done with it. To hell with it now. Like,
you know, there's actually a thing called the Oscars curse. And she's not the only one. Hilary Swank, despite winning 2 Oscars, she hasn't had many notable roles since her win. F. Murray Abraham, after his Best Actor win, he mostly focused on theater and took on fewer film roles. Adrian Brody, his career didn't gain as much momentum as expected after his Best Actor win. Michael Cimino, his best Oscar work was met with negative reviews and he was shunned from Hollywood. It's called the Oscars curse. Or maybe you should have other awards. Like the EGOT winners are doing very well. So maybe you just gotta have other awards. Speaking of EGOTs, can you name all 6 black EGOT winners?
Viola Davis.
Yep, she's one.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yep, she's one.
Angela Bassett.
She is not one.
Okay. She probably could be.
I think hers would be like the Grammy. I don't know if she got a Grammy. She would need the Grammy.
Whoopi.
Thunderstone voice. Real cinematic voice. Royalty.
Yeah, I don't know. Who lost me on that one? Who next? What's the next clue?
Some say this person is extremely sexy. Some say he's not. But he also has a white wife. Come on now.
Jamie Foxx. Oh. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he got a
white, yeah. Jamie Foxx.
Boom. It's not Jamie Foxx.
John Legend. Yes. Because he was on that. They was like, he just sexy man alive. Yeah, and they was like, are we talking about the same person?
The soothing voice that can calm thunderstorms. When I say this, you're going to be like, thunderstorm voice. And then imagine and get it. Thunderstorm voice and royalty. Bro, James Earl Jones.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he was in Lion King.
Royalty. Coming to America.
Yeah. Coming to America. He was in the one with the baseball.
Now you want to go down memory lane.
Yeah, Sandlot. Yeah, he's legendary. I didn't get him. Yeah, but he's so old. You know, I ain't be thinking about him. But
the last one is Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, and I don't even know he do for real, so we gonna keep it moving on that one.
Well, he got an EGOT.
Congratulations, Belafonte. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me struggle through that trivial game round, and I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. If you want us to continue having fun episodes like this, just let us know. Stay engaged. Follow us on Facebook at The Melting Pot Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Melting Pot. That's THEE Real Melting Pot. And follow us on Twitter at The Melting Pot 16. I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And this has been The Melting Pot.